countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Back, well, 11 farm families fought it out last week for the 2020 NDC and Kerrygold Quality Milk Award. The contest takes months to judge, with the winners, the Starrett family farm in Donegal, coming out on top. And they were nominated by Arrivo Co-op, who they supply their milk to. This week, Suzanne Campbell went to meet them.
I'm on the Donegal side of the border in Lifford, on the farm of Richard and Wendy Starrett.
Now, you're going to bring us into where the cows are?
The farm is situated just outside Lifford in County Donegal. We start off at the lowest point of the farm at sea level and we go to 600 feet. Most of the farm is south facing. Some of the stuff up at the 600 feet would be north facing. There's a big difference on the growth of grass we get up there even and down on the lower parts of the farm.
Richard's milking 160 cows on this land, which borders the River Finn, part of the EU's Catchment Care Project. Minding the river and his farm's relationship to it was one of the qualities that led to his award.
One of the main things is we earn all the livestock out of drains, and we can show there's no runoff off farm roadways onto drains. The nutrients end up in the river, which is the nitrogen and phosphorus, the main ones, and pull it in that way. Yeah, fenced animals away from drains, and any roadways or anything that would get dirty, we'd brush them. And if there was a chance of effluent or anything running onto a drain, we'd have to put bales of straw on to filter the, keep the sediment out.
And would that be an issue here? Because this is quite high sloping ground, isn't it? It's also Donegal, we know, gets plenty of old wet weather. Is it more challenging than maybe other land?
It probably would be about all right, because if you had a flatter sort of farm, you're able to turn all the nutrients off the roadways everywhere all along. We're on a slopey farm, it all runs to the bottom. Going forward, we'll have to do more things. It's just a thing in our discussion group there. I had a meeting there earlier on this week, and that's one of the things we were talking about a lot.
Is it a topic of discussion, seeing how kind of the population at large views dairy, and, you know, with the EPA saying that dairy is a problem with waterways, is it something that you feel farmers have to work a little bit harder on to communicate that message that you are focusing on it?
I think a lot of farmers out there now are focusing on it. Everybody probably has to just work that a wee bit harder, because we have to sell a product to consumers, and they want to know where it's coming from and the environment and all the rest. That's very important.
Richard's milk quality, with high fats and solids, comes from using high EBI bulls, the Economic Breeding Index, which improves the quality of his cows, their health and their milk. But he is also ahead of the curve in his dry cow therapy, using less antibiotics when cows are drying off, not being milked in the winter months when many are prone to mastitis.
Selective dry cow therapy, that's very important going forward to stop a resistance of antibiotics in both animals and humans. I only used antibiotics on 20% of the herd last year.
And how did you get down to that?
Just with milk recording every year and four or five times a year working on the reports. By January 2022, everybody has to go down that route. I started this 3 years ago, and it's coming very fast now, 2022. It's nice just to be ahead of the game.
What made you start doing this, which, as you say, is going to be mandatory, but you kind of took it on in a voluntary way?
I'll just give reference to the year 1994, that's when I started farming on my own. I took over the farm then. If a cow had mastitis then, and you put her on a course of antibiotics, which could be three or four tubes, whenever you give her the first tube, the next milking, the cow was nearly clear. But there, 3 years ago, 2017, whenever I started doing selective dry cow therapy, if you give a cow antibiotics, the full treatment, she might not have cured properly, and you might have had to go on again then with more antibiotics. So, it just shows you that there's something going on there with more resistance.
Richard's father, John, still helps out on the farm, along with Richard's wife, Wendy, and their three children.
I was born here, and I would have started farming here in 1952 when I left school. That was long before we got into the Common Market or the EEC, and things were very different in those days. It was a mixed farm. We used to grow oats and potatoes, and when they started to collect milk, we would have churned and made butter. Many a day I spent churning and separating milk away when I was a young lad, so times have changed.
And do you remember how many cows you had milking back then?
Oh, it wouldn't have been very many. If you had 10 cows, you would have had a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Very different times. Are you proud of Richard and the award?
Oh, absolutely, we are delighted. Audrey and I are very proud parents, and it's a great honour to win the Quality Milk Award. There was tough competition, not only in Donegal, but also from the whole Oriva area and indeed from all of Ireland. Mm-hmm. And I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate the other 10 finalists and wish them all well in the future.
Oh, we were very excited about it now. We couldn't believe it, but we kept the children up, and it was great excitement.
Was there whoops of joy?
Whoops of joy, yes, definitely, definitely. Then the phone started ringing from the minute the winner was announced. Delighted, everybody's congratulating us, and I have to thank them for all their good wishes, you know. Everybody, even the local shop, everything. Everybody seems to know us now.
Now, you get a prize of €5,000, is that right? What are you going to do with it?
Oh, well, that's it. You can't exactly go on a holiday at the minute, so... We haven't decided that. We haven't had time to think about that yet, to be honest.
But you're not going to do something boring like put it back into the farm, are you?
Oh, no way. He would never do that. No. No, we haven't had time to even talk about that yet. But, oh, we'll find a home for it. Don't worry.
Suzanne Campbell reporting from Donegal there. And well done to the Starrets who supply their milk to the Orivo Co-op.